This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politics has been sucking up all the air in the news cycle today as we wait for the Supreme Court to decide what it's going to do about the decision out of Colorado last night, ruling Donald Trump cannot be on the presidential primary ballot there. Stayed, pending appeal, of course. Not waiting, though, is the machinery of politics, the campaigning, the strategizing, and the advertising. Unless you're in one of the early primary states, you probably haven't seen too many political ads yet. But this election is going to be the most expensive ever, and campaigns are going to be as desperate as ever to get their message in front of voters early and often, which means there are going to be more ads than ever in more places and on more platforms, and they are probably going to be a little more bespoke, too, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
For decades, the name of the game in political advertising was broadcasting, in the technical sense of the word. Wide-scale rollouts of ads designed to appeal to as many people as possible.
It's morning again in America.
But more recently, campaigns have been using increasingly detailed data to narrowcast more targeted messages to more targeted groups of potential voters. Some of this data has been around and available to campaigns for decades, says Samuel Woolley, who runs the Propaganda Research Lab at the Center for Media Engagement at UT Austin. For example, state voter files revealing your party affiliation, how often you vote, when you last voted.
And then credit reporting agencies, other financially focused firms also collect and sell information on our spending habits and a range of other commercial behaviors.
Do you own a car or a house? How likely are you to buy one? But now there are all kinds of new ways to reach voters, and all of them can tell campaigns all about us. Jesse Contario oversees the political practice at MIQ, which helps brands and campaigns target ads on digital platforms. He says there has been exponential growth in how much of this data is available to those running for office.
TV viewership data might only be available 6 years ago on 10 million households throughout the country. Now you can cobble together TV viewership data on 60 plus million households.
Add to that data the constant stream leaking from apps on our phones about where we go and who we hang out with. And then, of course, there are our internet browsing habits. Campaigns can purchase aggregated data about the videos you watch.
Hold on, you've been scrolling for way too long now.
Which sports and teams you follow.
He scores! Saw it, a power play goal! And the Blues cut the lead to 2-1.
As you're reading articles about politics, as you're reading articles about holiday recipes, all of that data is often also associated with voters so that we can do what's called contextual targeting.
So, for example, if campaigns want to show ads to people interested in education policy, they can target people looking at education-related content. All of those different streams of data can be coalesced into massive data sets that campaigns, just like traditional advertisers, buy.
These dossiers can include hundreds or even thousands of data points about us, including our religious beliefs.
Katrina Fitzgerald is deputy director at EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
You know, how often we're going to places of worship, or even inferences about us based on what our friends are reading or where they're going.
And those dossiers help campaigns know who to target with ads and where to place those ads.
They can identify individual voters and say, you know, close to election day, make sure that that voter gets targeted with an ad to go vote or an ad, you know, slamming their opponent.
And that means that a lot of the advertising you're going to see in this next election cycle is going to be targeted towards the groups that you belong to, the place that you live, and potentially even you yourself as an individual.
UT Austin Samuel Woolley says, especially when you add new AI tools to the mix, this cycle, campaigns will be able to parse all that data faster and quickly generate ads uniquely tailored to an individual voter.
Is micro-targeted. It's no longer the case that it's just like every voter in Missouri is seeing the same ad.
EPIC's Katrina Fitzgerald.
You are being chosen for that ad based on all this data about you. And your friends aren't seeing the same information. So any conversations you're having about politics, you're not always getting the same information.
which in an already polarized society might make it even harder to find common ground. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.